Great fight. All right, what else are we talking about? All right. Now everybody's convinced that there's mad aliens among us, okay? Did y'all see this shit? So this
just like
one
at the movies, turns out there's a line out the door when Congress talks about UFOs, also known as unidentified aerial phenomena as well.
Do you believe UAPs pose a potential threat to our national security?
Yes, and here's why. The technology that we faced was far superior than anything that we had.
A U.S. House subcommittee called three military veterans to talk about their close encounters.
I know the exact locations.
Former military intelligence officer David Grush testified he suspects the Pentagon is covering up a decades-long program to retrieve crashed objects.
Do you believe that our government is in possession of UAPs?
Absolutely, based on interviewing over 40 witnesses over 4 years.
The Pentagon has denied Grush's claims. And then there was the uncorroborated testimony the U.S. is in possession of alien material from crashed UAPs.
Biologics came with some of these recoveries, yeah.
Just like at the movies, turns out there's a line out the door when
February 2020, an Airbus A320 is on a routine flight soaring over Medellin, Colombia. Little does the captain know, he's about to find out he's sharing the friendly skies.
The pilot does us the favor of showing his altimeter, and we can see that he's flying around 30,000 feet in altitude.
The pilot then points his camera phone out of the cockpit window, and watch this as he zooms in. A metallic-looking object, a polyhedron of some sort, whizzes by in a straight line. We slow it down and zoom in further. You can see it kind of looks like a cube.
It has these kind of little points that stick out. It does seem to be darker in color and not like a bright, shining balloon. Whatever this is, it definitely shouldn't be there.
One theory is that if we were visited by another civilization, they might send probes ahead of when they actually come.
February 2000.
Okay, so I need my resident UFO experts and alien experts to like reason with me. Yo, come on now. If these aliens are real and they could visit us, but we don't know where the fuck they're coming from, they got technology that could make it here, but we can't make it to them. Why are they playing hide and seek with us? You know what I mean? Like, bruh, listen, let's just go back to just regular, like, you know, shit. When the light turns on in the kitchen, the cockroach is running high. Not me, nigga. I'm chilling. The fuck? I kill the fucking roaches. I'm the big dog. The hell? Like, I'm not running from the why the hell is the aliens who got better technology than us and look like they could evade us or be hiding in plain sight, why are they hiding from us? That's the thing I don't get. Somebody said to take over the planet, nigga? Well, if they could get here and we can't get to them, I think they could already take the planet over. My nigga, they're doing a drive-by and we don't know where they live at. We don't know what block they from. We don't know if they old Blockians, 6030ians. We don't know where they from. Dr. Stephen Greer? I'm gonna look at
one point you had said that there has been harmful activity or aggressive activity. Has any of the activity been aggressive, been hostile in your reports?
I know of multiple colleagues of mine that got physically injured. And the activity, and I got
by UAPs or by people within the federal government?
Both.
Okay, yeah. So yeah. There has been activity by alien or non-human technology and or beings that has caused harm to humans.
Yeah, I'm going to keep it a beam with you. The first person that's going to like really take over a space alien ship or whatever is going to be a crackhead, my nigga. Like, you can't leave it to regular. It's going to be a crackhead or an obsessive bitch. You can't leave it to regular people to handle shit like this. It's like Bin Laden. Remember they were acting like Bin Laden was on like a whole different planet? Bro, you get two crackheads, nigga, or three bitches that want to go through their man phone, they find that nigga in a heartbeat. You get what I mean? They'll find that nigga in like 20 minutes. If y'all want to catch these fucking aliens, man, get 3 crackheads or get 5 bitches that be on like baddies or some dumb shit. One of them crazy hoes. And they'll solve this whole alien crisis, my nigga. We just got to figure out, is these aliens trying to squabble? Or are they just trying to like chill? Like, what are we doing? Like, are they squabbling? Like, yo, we gotta hit them with the infamous Tory Lanez line. Like, are we squabbling or are we apologizing? Because y'all just can't keep flying up in this bitch acting like nothing going on. Secondly, if they always flying around and we got all type of planes, why don't they just crash into one of our planes? You know, we got flight paths and shit like that, right? We have flight paths. Their shit don't show up on the radar. Why don't they crash into us? How come they supposedly have accidentally crashed on the ground, but they ain't ever crashed into one of our planes? Bugs, you say you had a close encounter with who? And why do all the niggas who got the alien stories look like they have been off some drugs for some while? This nigga like, yeah, you might have worked as some military nigga. This nigga like he's off some K2, man. He don't look too right.
Can't get into the specifics.
What you mean you can't get into the specifics, nigga? This is a Capitol Hill hearing. The fuck? This is where you get to the specifics, gang.
An open environment, but at least the activity that I personally witnessed, and I have to be very careful here, because they tell you never to acknowledge tradecraft, right? So what I personally witnessed myself and my wife was very disturbing.
At one point, you had said that they're.
What's the name tag on it? Did we just find the UFO?
It's
a
Kool-Aid band.
Oh, yeah.
It's got a note on it. It says, if found, return to Burnt Cove, Beals Island, Maine. Or call this number. Or call.
You know, fucking aliens.
You'll see it come through the top of the screen. There it goes. And then the camera will slew to follow it.
This newly declassified U.S. government video of a UAP, or Unidentified Anomalous Phenomenon, was filmed by a military drone in the Middle East in 2022. UAPs are more commonly known as UFOs.
This is essentially all of the data we have associated with this event from some years ago. That is an unresolved case we are still studying.
The director...
Nigga, all I'm saying is that if the aliens pop out here, man, we need Trump in office. That's a fact. Trump know how to handle all alienistic type niggas like that. We definitely don't need Biden. Biden's pussy ass probably gonna give these niggas billions of dollars to come fuck us up later. Like, you know Biden. Biden's a fucking idiot. Only thing I see Biden do is give niggas money. Hold on, let me see. Stephen Greer, UFO. What he got to say? Let me get straight to it. Are you... Bro, the nigga who found aliens can't be on Vlad, nigga. Like, come on, bro. Like, come on, nigga. Bro, if the alien expert is on Vlad, bro, like, come on. Like, nigga, if you don't have more important interviews to do than a Vlad TV interview, bro. Bro. How you gonna do an interview and then write the day after Vlad gonna drop a FYBJ main interview? Do your homework. It hit different. You talking about something that could kill the whole human species. He talking about Oblockians. Like, come on. Do your homework. It hit different. How humans and aliens are able to communicate with each other?
If you will.
Sure.
What does... You personally have had 3 encounters... with extraterrestrials. Once when you were very young, another when you were 18, and I believe another when you were in your 30s. We have found...
We got to go to part 49. He said he's seen the shit. Part 49? There ain't no part 49, nigga.
Phrase that. Have you ever seen face to face an alien being?
Yes, I have. Absolutely.
How old were you?
That was the event in 1973. So I was 18. I just turned 18.
Okay, so you're old enough to know the difference between right and wrong, between fantasy and reality.
In the 70s, I never do any drugs. This was not on LSD in the 70s.
Okay, that's what I was about to ask you. You're coming out of the 60s. LSD.
I never touched the stuff.
Just took place. You're not on any magic mushrooms or anything at the time.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know this nigga Captain Vlad didn't even bother to do the interview, man. He just said one of his lackeys. Y'all niggas do it. This thing is Captain, man.
Ms. Mace.
Year, a Chinese spy balloon was shot down off the coast of my home state of South Carolina. Since the Roswell incident in 1947, many Americans have wondered about the dangers of unknown objects crisscrossing our skies. Whether these are UAPs or weather phenomena, advanced technology from American allied or enemy forces, or something more out of this world. So my first question, I have several questions, and if we can just be quick on these first two, I'm going to ask each of you the same question, and then I'll get to each of you individually. The first one, when you reported your experiences with a UAP, did any of you face any repercussions with your superiors, yes or no?
No.
No. I've actually never seen anything personally, believe it or not. So.
All right. And then do you believe there's an active disinformation campaign within our government to deny existence of UAPs, yes or no?
I don't have an answer to that.
As previously stated publicly, yes.
I think previously with like Project Blue Book, yes, but currently I don't speak for the United States government.
Okay, thank you. I have a few questions for Mr. Graves. What percentage of UAP sightings, in your belief, go unreported by our pilots?
This is an approximation based off of my personal experience speaking with a number of pilots, but I would estimate we're somewhere near 5% reporting, perhaps.
So like 95% basically don't report seeing UAPs.
That's just my personal estimate.
In the incident off Virginia Beach, do you believe the Navy took the danger to your aircraft seriously after it was reported?
Absolutely.
A few questions for Mr. Favor. As an expert naval aviator, have you ever seen an object that looked and moved like the Tic Tac UAP?
No.
Did the Tic Tac UAP move in such a way that defied the laws of physics?
The way we understand them, yes.
Many dismiss UAP reports as classified weapons testing by our own government, but in your experience as a pilot, does our government typically test advanced weapon systems right next to multi-million dollar jets without informing our pilots?
No, we have test ranges for that.
It took over 15 years for your encounter with the Tic Tac to be declassified. Do you feel there was a good reason to prevent lawmakers from having access to this footage?
No, I just think it was ignored when it happened, and it just sat somewhere in a file. Never got reported.
In a drawer. It happens a lot up here. Shocker. Mr. Grush, a couple of questions for you, too, sir, this morning. What percentage of UAPs do you feel are adequately investigated by the U.S. government, of the 5% that are reported?
I can only speak for my personal leadership over at NGA. I tried to look at every report that came through that I could triage, so...
Do you believe that officials at the highest levels of our national security apparatus have unlawfully withheld information from Congress and subverted our oversight authority?
There are certain elected leaders that had more information that I'm not sure what they've shared with certain Gang of Eight members or et cetera, but certainly...
All right, man, fuck all that, man. Speaking of aliens, bro, we had a sighting. It's a whole fucking alien right here. What the fuck is going on with Doja Cat, man? Them long-ass titties, that fucking pointed-ass forehead.